Bop, 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 bop. This is Chris Johnson. And you'll never guess what I'm about ready to do. I'm about ready to shave. No, not my balls. I did that the other day. I'm talking about my face. I got shaving cream all over my face. I could put it on Twitter, but I'm not going to. Fuck that. You just have to believe me. That means I don't have much time. I got about 5 minutes. Whoa! Holy shit, he worked the title in. Hey. I belong to this, talent agency, I guess is the best way to put it. I haven't talked about it yet. I probably will, eventually. I go to these classes on Monday nights. And we read, like, scripts and shit. I gotta do, like, fucking voices. And no, I'm not gonna do any fucking voices here. You know why? Because you're not paying me any money. When there's money on the line, I'll do some voices. When I get an audition sent to me that says, do this voice, I'll fucking do that voice. Because there's money out there. There's money on the table, and I'm trying to grab it. And yes, I have gotten something. No, it hasn't aired yet. And I hope it does. I got to go to a studio for an hour and record, and they paid me for that. Like more money than I make at the fucking station, for Christ's sake. Anyway, I've been doing it about 9 months. And they had some kind of get-together at a bar last night. I fucking hate bars. I don't like bars. I don't go to bars. I've been working all week, double shifts all week. And it was a struggle to drag my ass out of the house and go. That's how I get most times. I'm fine when I'm at places. I have a tough time going to places. The head of the agency, the agent, very nice woman. Well, she knows I'm divorced. Last Monday at class, she's like, there's going to be, you know, these women there that I want you to meet. Oh, shit. I don't want to meet any fucking women. I'm still stuck on a woman that's not calling me back right now. Or texting me back. Or responding to my letters. Or communicating with me in any way. So I'm not in the mood for another woman. And I don't really want to get hooked up with a woman. Quite frankly. Good news. The women weren't there. They weren't at the get-together. So I dodged that bullet. But later on in the night, I'm sitting there. She's filling me in on this individual. This individual that she wanted me to meet. She's telling me how great she is. Let's call, what are we going to call her? I don't even know who she is. Let's call her Woman X. So she's like, man, I wanted you to meet X. She's a beautiful woman. Okay, I'm thinking, all right, I'm sure. I'm sure she's great. I'm sure she's fucking phenomenal. Who's not gonna, Jesus, you're gonna hook up somebody with somebody else. I mean, who's gonna say, like, listen, I wanna hook you up with somebody, and they look like shit. I just want you to know that right off the bat. They look terrible. Nobody says that. So of course she's gonna say this individual's a beautiful woman. She's part of the agency. She likes this woman. So there's number one. Like, all right, she's a beautiful woman. Okay, all right, agent. Next sentence. And she's a little older than you. Oh, a little older than me. I don't know if I like the sound of that. I'm 34 years old. How much old are we talking about here? Are we going in the cougar territory? Because I'm not in season. My ex-wife was older than me. The last person I dated was younger than me. So I guess I'm kind of in the middle there. So I'm still listening. You know, all right, she looks great. Little older. The next statement was when everything should have went off the tracks. And everything kind of did. She has a kid. Get the fuck out of here. Come on now. Get out of here. She has a kid. The fuck? That's off limits. I don't want to date anybody with a fucking kid. Jesus. I know a lot of people that have kids. I'm not anti-kid. But if you bring a kid into the equation, then I'm tapping out. I'm giving the title back immediately. The next statement, though, was more fucked up than the kid statement. I'm already like, you know, we're going downhill. Beautiful. Eh. Older. Fuck. Kid. You know. I'm gonna break this next statement down piece by piece. I don't think you're ready to hear it in its entirety as I heard it. Okay, part one. Her ex-husband. All right. She was married. I assume that's where the kid came from. That's also something else I don't want to get involved in. Ex-husband. Next part of the statement. Used to eat hard-boiled eggs. Sounds innocuous enough. I like hard-boiled eggs. I mean, deviled eggs. Regular hard-boiled eggs. Take them right out of the shell. She followed that up with, out of women's cleavage. What? Whoa! Come on now. Wait a second. Okay. This guy likes to eat hard-boiled eggs out of women's cleavage. X's cleavage? Is this something I'm going to need to learn? Is that why you're telling me this? Is it? Do I got to practice? Motorboat, then egg out of the cleavage? And then just take a bite? Like, what the fuck? I've never heard of this before. And if it's not, if the eggs were in an ex's cleavage, Like, who's women? Is that his kink? My head almost exploded. I can't even figure. Like, what the hell is that? Why did you tell me that? What does that have to do with her? Unless she's interested in it. Like, I mean, that fucking, we went off the rails pretty goddamn quick there. Hey, she's beautiful. She's a little older than you. She's got a kid. And yeah, man, you're not going to fucking believe this part. Her ex-husband likes to eat hard-boiled eggs out of women's cleavage. Oh, holy shit. Is the guest list full? Can you put me on that? Because I'm in. Sign me up. Sign me up for that. Where do I go? Oh, and look at the time. I got to go. You know what you should do? You should tell your friends about me. Give them the Twitter handle. Tell them I'm on iTunes or Podbean or whatever. @JohnsonHatesYou.